I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State lawmakers have elected new leadership following this Tuesday's election. As 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland reports, all but one caucus leader will be new to the position.
Senate Republicans selected Kevin Grantham of Canyon City as the next Senate president. The well-liked and laid-back lawmaker had previously served on the Joint Budget Committee, where he worked with Democrats to help pass a balanced budget. He'll lead the chamber with a narrow one-seat majority.
We're trying to pass a budget in difficult economic times, get some positive things done for Colorado when it comes to certain policies, such as construction defects, transportation. You know, we got to find a way to fund transportation infrastructure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats selected Chrisanta Duran as the next Speaker of the House. She'll be the first Latina to take on that role and enjoys a wider majority post-election. House Republicans elected Patrick Neville as their new minority leader. He's seen as one of the strongest conservatives in the chamber. Senator Lucia Guzman will remain as the Democratic minority leader. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Protesters managed to shut down Interstate 25 near downtown Denver briefly last night as demonstrations against Donald Trump's election as U.S. president continued around the country. Denver police said just after 10 p.m. that demonstrators made their way onto the freeway. Traffic was halted in the northbound and southbound lanes for about half an hour. A crowd of several hundred had been marching through downtown Denver earlier in the evening, waving anti-Trump signs. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.